The applicant's argument cites one of several relative policies in the code as it relates to road traffic, traffic flow, ingress and egress, and it proceeds to state they didn't cite any testimony as it presented to the commission that the application violated that policy. As our rebuttal, we don't recall any policy referenced by the applicant related to the contribution of traffic in excess of the current rated capacity to the public road or highway being an issue presented to or addressed by the commission. Therefore, no related testimony would have been presented. Note the word traffic is not in the commission Division 3 decision of record. However, there are a number of other relative policies in the code relating to roads. Notably, the commission is charged with considering adequacy of ingress and egress to and within the site, as well as adequate traffic flow and control. See codes section 916, the first paragraph, appendix E, 2.3, paragraph B, and 4.4. Compelling testimony in opposition to the project related to these provisions, including traffic flow, were not presented to the commission. Therefore, the applicant's argument fails to establish a basis for this appeal. I also would like to state, as a father of a young child who also works on the border, our southern border, participate in some organizations that prevent and return children of child sex trafficking to their established parents. This development scares me, as there are plenty of empty hotels in this town, motels that contribute to child sex trafficking. I don't want my child to become a victim of that. I don't want to have to rescue somebody else's child in my own neighborhood and return them to their parents. That's all I have for you, gentlemen. I appreciate your time, and I hope you turn down this application. Thank you.
All right, do we have anybody else?
Rex Burris. I've been in Skyline Subdivision for 30 plus years. When I moved to Branson, there was no Fall Creek, Point Royale, Welk Complex. None of that was there. That was all woods when I moved here. Our water system was put in. It was pretty much taxed as it was put in, and then all of the rest of this developments were put in. It can't handle what we've already got, let alone adding more to it. That's been an issue with me ever since I moved to the subdivision. I've complained many times to the water company. When you try to take a shower and the knob falls down because you don't have enough pressure to push it up to the shower, you got a problem. I bought a sprinkler to water the yard. I thought it was bad. I took it back. I didn't have enough water pressure to water my grass. That's one big issue that's going to be our water system is definitely going to be overtaxed more. Traffic, our road's too narrow already. You can't pass two school buses or a truck. If the school bus comes, you're going to have to get over because the road is just too narrow. And where the proposed building's going to be is in probably the worst location you could put it because of the road, because of that hill and that blind curve. It's just I don't know how that's going to work. I don't see it working. It's just going to be way too dangerous. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Is there anybody else?
Good evening. My name is Cameron Thiessen from Springfield, Missouri. I'm here on behalf of the property owner, Clifford Phillips Trust, family of. My grandfather acquired the land 43 years ago in 1977. Share these with you. The argument is, as has been previously mentioned, is that the surrounding neighborhood is all residential. And the bordering properties I've outlined in a blue color that are not residential. We have approximately, and Scott could verify off of the website, but there's approximately 65 feet of adjacent land that is residential. The rest of it is roads on two sides, one of them being 265, the other a communications tower and a water tower. So I question to myself that this land is should be used for anything other than commercial and or mixed use. It's not necessarily fit for a residential use. And so anyway, I think this is, in 43 years, we've been approached different times to sell this property, and this is the only time that it's been mixed use or residential related. Every other time it has been commercial. We haven't sold it previously. We haven't gotten to this point previously. So I say that to say the perception and the use of the property is for commercial. It's on 265, across from the chateau, etc. So I appreciate the concerns of the residents. I also realize that development is important. We should use this as a catalyst to help address some of the safety concerns. The safety concerns exist today, clearly. They've been documented and stated. We should use this as a catalyst to figure out how to communicate the improvements or the residential use of the road, maybe improve the road if it's that unsafe. But we shouldn't prohibit development and progress because of those reasons. So are there any questions I can answer for you?
Good.
Thank you.
You speak of the road and safety. Is it generalities safety, the width of it, or is it specific to trailers backing in?
I shouldn't probably answer the question. I can regurgitate what I've heard.
Yeah.
The portion of my property or our family's property that's on Skyline is not where the safety concern is in terms of width. That happens on down the road. And I also think that an additional driveway before the residence allow a turnaround spot so the turnaround doesn't have to happen on a blind curve and in a residence driveway, as well as improved signage back up the hill where the proposed driveway would be. So I think we could mitigate a lot of that, as well as slow down the traffic, because we would provide a turnaround spot before the cars would approach a subdivision. You would have to go well down into this area before you realize you're at a subdivision. There are three residents here that's already been stated. We would hopefully take that traffic off of that blind corner in that driveway. Anything else?
That's all.
Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you. Okay, is there anybody that hadn't had a chance to speak yet? I can give you about a minute if that's, we're gonna move forward.
Okay. This other property that you're talking about that's commercial, that's zoned or whatever, that can also be rezoned before it's even used. But the other commercial property could have entrances off of 265 Highway. This entrance to this property is off our subdivision road, which is our exit entrance to our subdivision. We all use this road. And there's no way to blind back the boats into the subdivision, or, I mean, into this project, without using both lanes of Skyline to back your car in and up. Can y'all picture that?
Yep.
There's no way to get off Skyline Road and blind back in. You have to blind back off of Skyline Road, which would block both lanes at the time.
Okay.
So that's right. One point I want to make.
Thank you. So what we're going to do is we're going to give the applicant another opportunity to speak in just a second. We'll give our board member just a minute to finish. All right. Is there anything the applicant would like to add to this before we move forward?
Yeah, I'll be brief. I'm sure you've probably already got an idea what you want to do, so I'll just be quick. Just point out a couple of statements of correction. I'll take it in reverse order. She said that this is a subdivision road, and maybe that was just a misstatement. You guys already know Skyline Road is a county road. It's not a subdivision road. As the property owner testified any problems, safety issues, the major safety issues would be on down the line, particularly with regards to width, that kind of stuff. There's a stop sign up here. That's not high speed traffic or high speed traffic. The danger zone is here. If this is the area where the new entrance is coming in, that's going to take care of any safety concerns that have been addressed. The other thing I'd say is, and I don't fault any of the people, but I would state that most of what they've said is just speculation on their part. They don't know, they don't have any evidence or real facts. We've presented evidence that's in your folder from an expert engineer that's given a traffic study. He's the most knowledgeable in this room on that matter, so I'll defer to that. And he stated how it's compatible with the area and the use of the road. I'd also say that, Scott already addressed, we're not seeking a special use permit, so the distinction regarding the words residential and that portion of the code are irrelevant to what we're talking about tonight. Other than that, I guess that's all I'd have to say.
Okay, thank you.
So the issue we have, Board, is we're making a decision on whether there's an error based on the two issues of compatibility, land use compatibility, and safety of the road. So I'd like to hear any thoughts you guys have on this.
I think with that very limited scope of those two items that it was denied for, I think the applicant has done a decent job in arguing that compatibility is hard to argue when there's other nightly rentals that have already been approved in that area. I understand the point that it feels commercial, but it is residential in nature. If it were five houses that were being built right there, it would be exactly the same as what we're looking at right now. So I think that compatibility, I'm not sure that is a reason to deny the application. The road safety is a little more ambiguous. I understand the applicant's point that he's looked at our own development guideline and said, hey, I'm not sure that that's the issue, and we have a traffic engineer that's addressed that. Safety is a little bit more ambiguous, though. I'm having trouble understanding safety. The applicant has moved the boat docking to a new area, which addresses some of the safety. It's hard to define what exactly the safety issue is that the previous board has said is an issue.
Yeah. Those are valid points. What about you guys?
Well, the county road is a public highway. It's not a subdivision road. It's a county road. And if it's insufficient for the traffic, then that's up to the road and bridge department, not our job. We really can't deal with that.
Scott, I know our guidance code gives the rated capacity of a public road. Do we have any idea? Do we know what that is? That's on a traffic engineer to determine what the rating is.
Yeah, and we've had them present that in past meetings.
Okay.
To have an engineer do the traffic count.
Well, and like Rick said, I think it all falls back to road and bridge at that point anyways, doesn't it? I mean, whether the owner of this decided to parcel it out and put five separate homes there, if there's an inadequacy of the road, then that's between road and bridge, not us. So it doesn't really... I can see where an argument would have been with the boat parking being in that blind corner, but it looks like they've taken the measure to relocate that and close enough to a stop sign that is not going to be where there's high speed traffic. So, and you know, the compatibility, I mean, all of 265 has got something similar to this. So, I mean, it's kind of, you know, plus in the subdivision, can you show me that page again that showed me that there is already past approvals? Yeah, right there. So, I mean,
it looks like the precedent's already been set.
You're right.
And you're right. If there were five homes built, those homes would be occupied 100% of the time.
100% of the time.
With a nightly rental, it may be rented, it may not be.
60-70% of the time.
Well, so your traffic, if there were separate homes, your traffic situation would be going on 100% of the time.
That's right. But I could totally see where they would have been concerned with having an entrance right by that S-curve. That would, because if y'all remember that curve, that is a pretty gnarly curve. So I could see where that would be an issue, and I want to say that that resident